गुरुदेव इज टू एडवाइस अस हाउ वी कैन गेट श्री कृष्णा द बेस्ट मुनि हैज सेड शृण्वत श्रद्धा नित्यम दिनतस्थ सतिष्ठितम नादि दीर्घन कालो भगवान विशति ही जी और ओरिजिनल गुरु इज अ बेस्ट गुरु इज एडवाइस इन श्रीमद भागवत यट इट इज सेड श्रृण्वत श्रद्धा नित्य यू हैव टू हियर अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा His name, transcendental name, form, attributes, personal associates and pastimes, daily. Always. Nitta, daily. When sadhus come, then you should get, and after that, we should take leave of absence of doing Hari Vada. No. There is no leave of absence like office. Yes. In office, sometimes they take leave of absence. Here it is not allowed. What can you do? Sinvata Sradhya Nishtam. Two conditions have to be fulfilled. Shraddha means heart belief. There should not be any doubt in it. Heart belief. By serving Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and serving all, and doing eternal benefit to me, and doing eternal benefit to all others. Bodily relations to human beings, to other living beings and demigods, whatever it may be. Actually I am serving them. That firm belief should be there. There is the life of bhajan. Sinvata Shraddhaya Nittam. There should be firm belief, no doubt in it. Without serving Sri Krishna, I cannot serve anybody. I cannot do eternal benefit to anybody. I cannot pay my debts to anybody, to any living being, to any demigod. As you pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished. You give food in the stomach, the whole body is nourished. Like that, if you serve Achyuta Srihari, which cannot be detached from anybody else, with all unifying spiritual principle, then you are serving all. Whether that sort of firm faith exist in me. That is the first condition imposed. How to do? Sinvata Shraddhaya Nittam. With firm faith and always. Every day. Or more correctly, continuously, eternally, nityam, at least always, every day. Then we can catch hold of Hari in my heart. In verbative meaning is this. শ্রীমত শ্রদ্ধা নিত্যম গৃহতস্থ সচেষ্টিতম নাতিদীর্ঘ কানের ভগবান বিশতি হতি ক্যান গেট কৃষ্ণ ইউ ক্যান ক্যাচ হোল্ড অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন ইউর হার্ট ভেরি সুন সো হোয়ার এভার উই মে বি উই শুড ডু দিস ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু গেট গড Get God means to get the service of God. God is not the object of our enjoyment. Without service, we cannot come in contact with God or the devotees of God. Nothing. Jahan kaam, tahan nahi raam. Robi rajani nahi mile kotham. If you think there be sun, and again darkness. No. When sun will come, darkness will be removed. When darkness is there is no sun. Both at a time cannot exist in one place. In the same time, no. When darkness means to satisfy our sense organs and mental whims, this is called darkness. Atma inda pradivanchatari voli kaam. Any activity which will tend to the satisfaction of the material sense organs and material mind and intellect, it is called kaam. Prem nirmala bhaskar. Prem, target is how to satisfy Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. There is no necessity of many people. You have seen Krishna Babaji Maharaj? You have seen? He did not require many listeners. He was sitting in the temple, Nandagram, and also at Simayapur, near Samadhi temple of Bhakti Siddhanta. And continuously he was singing. He knows many hymns, singing one after another. I also sat with him. But perhaps not more than 1 hour, because I have got some other duty to perform. And he was continuing. No person is there, only Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. If he is satisfied, all will be satisfied. Sometimes in Bhajan Kuti, before Simurti, Radha Krishna Gaura, all his dreams. He does not require many listeners. You will find one illustration our Puri Maharaj used to give, illustration of North India. You have heard the name of Akbar Badshah, who was the Emperor of India. But he used to pay his respect to all, to Hindu sadhus, to Muslim sadhus, fakir and the Hindu sadhus. In his administration, so many Hindus are there. Akbar Badshah was not fanatic like Aurangzeb. But he had the desire to serve sadhus, whether he may be Hindu or he may be Muslim. And his one singer was there, very famous, Tansen. He used to sing in such a way we can bring clouds or rains. So much waves of voice is there, tone is like that. That tone will attract the clouds and there will be rains. Can anybody do this? Such a song? You can do this. Now, Tanshen, his Gurudev was Haridas Goswami. Haridas Goswami, he was performing bhajan in Nidhuvan. You have seen Nidhuvan. Nidhuvan, inside so many devotees, monkey devotees. All the pandas, the warriors, very, very careful. There are many devotees there, they will keep, take away your spectacle, take away your bag. Very careful. They are warning, and with me, Nishkinchan Maharaj was speaking, all of a sudden his spectacle was taken. In a moment, taken away. What is this? Without giving something, they will not return. Jumping. And for half an hour, he has to search for the monkey. And something was given. And to pray to him. With their spectacles. They are very intelligent. After getting the food, drop that. Like this. This is Nidhuvan. You have seen? Now you have remembered? Seva Kunja Nidhuvan. Only Haridas Goswami was staying there. In the night nobody stayed. But he used to stay. And Tanshen submitted his request to Akbar Badshah. I have not seen my Gurudev for a long time. I want to take some days of absence so that I can go to Vrindavan and see my Gurudev. What is your name? What is the name of your Gurudev? Haridas Goswami. What kind of Gurudev? No, he is very realized Gurudev. So he is not an ordinary person. Then I shall also go with you. You cannot go with this dress of an emperor. No, I shall go like a Hindu. He is very dwarf. Nobody can understand if he takes the dress of the Hindu. Nobody can understand whether he is the emperor or not. He went there on foot at that time. On foot to Vrindavan to have darshan of sadhu. Akbar Badshah is such. He has got the desire to see the sadhus, see fakirs and to serve them. And he went there. At that time, Haridas Goswami was performing kirtan with ecstatic feeling and was weeping before Banki Bihari. Weeping. And when they went there, they could not say anything by seeing ecstatic feeling. They sat there, and from a distance they made obeisances. They had got no courage to go and say, "We have come, we have come." No. And they are also hearing. By hearing, they are also weeping. Tanshan was weeping. Akbar Bas was weeping. And one after another, he was doing, singing hymns, very attractive. And they could not speak anything, and they are weeping themselves. How the time was passed, they could not understand. And after that, he entered into the cave. If he entered into the cave, that day he will not come out. And all Akbar Bhasha and Tanshan, we could not go there. We could not say anything. What can be done? Now, today, there will be no darshan. And at night nobody can stay here. If they stay outside person, they will die. For that reason, they left. And Akbar Bhasha was saying, oh, I saw many fakirs, many sadhus. Such a sadhu I have never seen. My life is successful. At least I have got this knowledge that there is some sublime realm where this thing is there. I had no knowledge about this. This sort of kirtan song with ecstatic feeling so much, I have not heard. It is still ringing in my eyes, ears, still ringing. He praised very much. And when he returned to Hastinapur, there Indraprastha, what is it called?
Indraprastha.
And next day he went to the court. And he said to the court members, do you know where I have gone? You are Bhasha, you can do whatever you think. You are ordinary person, how you can do that? Where you have gone? I went with Tanshen to his Gurudev, to Vrindavan. At that time Vrindavan was actually Vrindavan, even externally. So many trees are there, not... Now it has become a town. At that time, Vrindavan was not a town. I went there and saw his Gurudev. I was so attracted. Still, that sound, vibration is ringing in my ears. I could not follow it. Forget that. My life is successful. At least I have got this sort of knowledge. There is transcendental realm, which I did not get earlier. Only here. Then all the court members, they say, you are Bhasha, you are emperor, you can go everywhere, you will not take us. You enjoy, you go, you enjoy, but you do not take us. Then the Bhagavad-gita said, do you want to hear that song? Yes. Tanshan, you know those songs which your Gurudev sang there? You know? Yes, I know. All these members, they want to see, hear about this. You sing those songs for their satisfaction. They are expressing their desire to hear this. Tanshan, the great singer, he immediately started. By hear that song, all the court members are very much they are very much encouraged and happy. But Akbar Bhasha was not happy. hearing, he shouted, "What is this? That sort of happiness, a transcendental happiness, I am not getting. It is sweet in hearing, but that sort of vibration is not there. No ecstatic feeling. Why? You are doing the same song and your Gurudev also sang this. What is this difference?" I couldn't understand. The difference is this: my Gurudev was doing for the satisfaction of Krishna. No other person was there. And I am doing for the satisfaction of court members, human beings. But that isn't a gulf of difference, a gulf of difference. These words will not have same effect. With mundane egos, with mundane intention to satisfy the conditioned souls of the world, when you do, target is different. So all thought is also different. There he is only thinking, he does not require any listeners. If Parabrahma, Supreme Lord, hears, then all will hear. He has got them nothing. If he is satisfied, I am serving of, there is no need of so many persons. If Supreme Lord hears, all the infinite Brahmandas, Vaikunthas, everything are within him. What is the necessity of getting listeners? Without listeners I cannot speak. That is not there. Their target is to satisfy Krishna. There is something different, intrinsically. There is reality to be found. So that sort of vibration I cannot create. I have been asked to satisfy the court members, their conditioned souls of this world. My target is different. My target is not Pankavihari Krishna. So that sort of feeling you cannot get. It is impossible. So for this, in Vedavyasa Muni has taught us, we have to hear about Krishna, his name, form, attributes, etc., and also speak about it with firm faith and always. That two conditions have to be fulfilled. As we do, always speak about worldly things, we cannot stop it. Otherwise we cannot get our desires fulfilled. We cannot earn anything. If we always do Hari Bhajan, then how we can earn? For that reason, we have to give time for that. But Shuddha Bhakta, they think that whatever we do for the satisfaction of Krishna, it is actual service to all, for actual benefit for all. If Krishna is satisfied, then all will be satisfied. Separately, you cannot do any benefit to all. Even Loknath Goswami has taught Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur was the son of a king. After tremendous efforts, he could get mantra from Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami was determined, "No, I shall not make disciple. If I make disciple, then I shall have mental diversion. I shall have to think about those disciples. I do not want to do this. I always perform bhajan. But for that, for getting the grace of Sri Loknath Goswami, Narottam Thakur being the son of a king, this crown prince, what he did? He worked as a sweeper. At that time, all are going to the field for evacuation. No latrine, lavatory. No this system, latrine, any kind of. You have to go to the field. When I was told there, I was astounded. Where to go for evacuation? It's all like this. I went. I did not get any lavatories, did not see. I returned. You said, there? Where? Go there. I went there, did not see any latrine. Immediately I will come in there. No latrine? Hell latrine? This field is there. Old field, so many persons are going there. How? It is very difficult. We take an umbrella and go there. And you have become sadhu. Sadhu should go to the field. How you become sadhu? Well, we have never seen such things. In the towns, well, no. This is my first experience. Then I am also used like them. Sometimes monkeys are moving. I am afraid whether they will attack me or not. But they are not attacking. They are going. Doing nothing. If you not teach them, they will not do. First, I was afraid. So many monkeys are, how can I go? Like that. For that reason, there Loknath Goswami was going to the field and Narottam Thakur, he could know that this in this place, Loknath Goswami went for vacation. At midnight he went there and cleared everything. There is no bad smell. Others also doing everything. And when he next day, when he went there in the morning, early morning, it was so good, clean, how? All of a sudden, who did it? There is not a bad scent, and also a good earth is there for clearing the hands. Everything is there. He has done this. Daily he was going there. There is no bad smell. So, let me sit there. I sit under a tree and do bhajan. Let me sit there, near. By sitting there, he was doing bhajan. In the midnight, somebody entered. And with boomstick, clearing everything. Where are you? Then Narottam Thakur was afraid. Who are you? He made obeisances. Who are you? Why you are doing this thing? I am Narottam. Being a son of a king, you are doing nasty things. You are not to sit like this. Yuhuddhiditi, this is Parjanga Bandhana. Surrounding the knees with the hands. If there is any difficulty, you can do this, you can do this. Not like this. There is a process of sitting before Guru, before Vaishnava, before deities. You have not learned it. Nobody said. You know? Actual facts will show. There should not be any loss. You have to start business. And if you incur loss, then what is for business? Very ready, very alert, there should not be loss. If $1 is lost, then after some years it will be, everything will be gone. For that reason, you have to be careful. You have to make accounts whether there is loss or profit. Isn't that it? And like this, you want to increase bhakti, you have to see that it should not be lost. And Narottam Thakur fell prostrated on the lotus feet of Murari Goswami. Why are you doing? Is that befitting to you? Sweeper should do. Now for your grace. Then he was compelled to give. You want to say. And Gurukshadarbha was not saying. He also determined, was determined, I shall not give him. But our bhakti is Saraswati Goswami is to go to him. No, I said, I don't make decide. But he repeatedly went, where you are coming? I have got my determination. May kindly please grace me. He did not go to any other else. Such a devotion, one-pointed devotion. Ultimately, Gurukrishna Dharma said, I shall ask Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If he orders, then I shall give. After some time, again and then. If you have asked, I have forgotten. What is this?
Some defects, Maharaj.
I have forgotten. You have forgotten. Oh, then there is no necessity I shall go to another guru. No. Even that, Bhakti Vishnu did not go to anybody else. There are so many gurus. The offending spirit will come to the conditioned souls of the world. Oh. But never. And again he came. Have you asked? Yes, I have asked. What he said? He said, you are a very proud person. You should not be given mantra. This is Mahaprabhu's order. Then he became disappointed. His face became pale. Mahaprabhu did not order, then I shall go. My life is spoiled. And after that, nobody could touch the feet of Gurukrishna Dharma. If anybody touched, he will curse. Your everything will be destroyed. For that reason, everybody fears. They are making himself from distance, no? But on that day, Gurukrishna Dharma is taking all the dust of his feet. Vishmayarupardi, Bhakti Siddhanta said. You are the only person fit to push the message of the divine love Chaitanya. You do it. And imparts all spiritual powers to it. And he preached all. Like this, one-pointed devotion, only one disciple. Like that. Here also, now it is nine. I cannot start today. This is Attahara, Prayasa, Chapajalpadi, Vagdhava. All this you will find in for a minute, I said. You have to hear our the teachings of Rupa Goswami and to act upon those teachings. Then we can get Gopi Prem, Radha Prem, we can understand. But he starts from this. What is anti-devotional? Vacha Begam, Manasa Krodha Begam, Jiva Begam, Udurupastha Begam, Etan Degan Je Vishayata Dhira Sarva Vimam Prativin Shashishyat. Jah Dhira Bhukti Mukti Siddhivanja Rahita Pandita Bhakti Vacha Begam Bhakir Beg Manasa Begam Manir Beg Krodha Begam Krodher Beg Jibha Begam Jibhar Beg Udara Begam Udarer Beg Upastha Begam Upasthar Beg Etan Began Eshara Beg Vishahate Dharan Kurite Samartha Tini এই সর্ব সমস্ত পৃথিবীকে শাসন করতে পারে. হি ক্যান গভার্ন দি হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড. দোজ ধীর, ধীর মিনস দেয়ার কাম এন্ড সেরিন, কাম এন্ড স্টেডি, কাম এন্ড কম্পোজড, হোয়াট এভার ইউ সে, ধীর, নো আদার ডিজায়ার, ধীর, নো ডিজায়ার ফর এনজয়মেন্ট, নো ডিজায়ার ফর স্যালভেশন, নো ডিজায়ার ফর yogic attainments, nothing. He is called Dhir. That Dhir, undisturbed person, no desire of the worlds. If anybody, such Dhir Bhakti, can control the words, what were words I want to speak, I have spoken, and there are disturbances. But dhir vyakti, they speak in such a way, there will be no disturbance. The force of the words are controlled by them. Force of the words. Impetus. Impetus of speak, idle talks. Impetus of speak, unnecessary talks. This is, they do not do. Vacha Begam, even in ordinary management of the company or management in business, you should have this qualification. We have seen one person there, about 17 collieries, the proprietor, very rich person in Dhanbad. We all liked him because he never used harsh words. Piercing words, never. And all the employees, they are very much happy with him. And his business is increasing day by day, day by day, day by day. Even for worldly purposes it is good. Vacha Begam, Bhakir Beg. But for bhajan it is absolutely necessary. You have to control your words, piercing words at least, you should not say. Manasa Beg, and you have to control your mind. When mind, evil thoughts has come, and you are even thinking about this. No, you have to control this. You should stop this thinking. And Krodha Beg, when there is anger, we becomes upset. That Krodha Beg, when we have got some sort of desire and that desire is not fulfilled, then we become upset. That is also anti-devotional. You should control your anger, control your tongue to eat delicious foods. No, this is not good. You should take whatever is given by Vaishnavas and Gurudev, as prasad. As prasad, when you have this sort of darshan, vision, prasad, you cannot enjoy it. Prasad is non-different from Krishna. I don't enjoy it. If you take from the shop, you take it here. But if you take what is offered to the Supreme Lord, like this. The thought is different, jiva being. And when there be tendency to take much food, then there may be this sort of impetus to take much udar being. Oh, I have got so much dishes in this mart, always you cannot get good dishes, today you have got, let us take much. You know, no. This is not good. Upasthabeg, if there is no control over stomach, then there will be all the sense organs will get impetus, will get power. This sort of enjoining spirit, all the sense organs will be powerful and they will take you to different objects of the sense organs. Jivabeg and Udarabeg, then you want to take much. And by that there will be sense for sex desire. And this sarva-sarva-veg, it is, if anybody can control this, he can govern the whole world. He can govern the whole world. But it has been explained here by Bhakti Vinod Thakur and by Bhakti Chandra Saraswati Goswami. We shall speak about it tomorrow or today only. Morning program.
Tomorrow morning program we will drive to Triparari Marsh Ashram.
Oh.
For all day katha.
All day katha. Then that's it. Whenever it is said. It is his proposal that we should be in one place in Paris or somewhere. We shall not take you to different places. In one place everybody will come and we shall hear. That is his proposal. And the proposal is this, that Europe and America proposal should be combined. Is it good?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj. Then all the Indian devotees will be disappointed. And they will think, or Hrishikesh Maharaj become upset, right? He had not come last time to Janmashtami. All the degrees they say, why? It is not good. He must come. They are also devotees of New York. They want that you should observe this time Janmashtami in New York. And I asked Hrishikesh Maharaj, it is their proposal. It is good if you can do that. No, I reject this. It must be there in India. What can be done?
We need to negotiate. we can take
Janmashtami
and make it have good
for name, Yatra. Yes. And Radhashtami, say, two years we did it in Russia. And Narasimhaji Radhashtami is now compulsory for Russia. But all the devotees in Calcutta, they are very much disappointed. And now I said, this time I should be there in Calcutta, and next time again, alternately.
Yes, alternately.